views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Are you ready to heal your mind, body, and spirit? You can give yourself the gift of whole body wellness. Stay tuned for the next hour as Audrey Michelle brings you the new hit show, Rewired Life Radio. Learn to love, heal, celebrate. On Transformation Talk Radio, Audrey is going to take you on a journey to healing and wellness by sharing her infinite wisdom and creating incredible conversations with the expert guests she brings on. Get ready to rewire your life. Here is your host, Audrey Michelle.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Rewired Life Radio, where we learn to love, heal, and celebrate. I'm your host, Audrey Michelle, and you guys, I'm so excited because, of course, we are in this Rewired Emotions series where we're talking all about how to rewire your emotions with essential oils. So a couple weeks ago, I talked about how we can how we process emotions, right? So it goes through our brain, our conscious mind, our heart, our intuition, right? This is what controls the majority of our neuroplastic pathways, which is where I like totally geek out. And then in our gut. So this is where a lot of our, and 90% of our much needed feel good chemicals are produced. So I focused this last show, two shows ago when it was just me, I focused that show on the heart and the intuition and how this all works together with essential oils. So today, I'm so excited, we are shifting our focus to the gut brain. And so this, you know, here's what I love about this show, you guys, my guest today, her and I, we totally speak two different languages, and this is the fun part, but we understand each other at the core, because, you know, of course, I'm all about letting go and relearning on an emotional level, and Miss Hallie is all about detoxing and rebuilding on the physical and gut level. So we're both obsessed with this idea of rediscovering it, well, starting with discovering the root cause and rediscovering what it is we need for ourselves and for our clients. So this is going to be a lot of fun. Okay, you guys, join me in welcoming writer, blogger, women's health advocate, Hallie Sawyer. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I am so thrilled to be here. I know you have quite the array of guests, so I feel very humbled to be a part of the crowd. So thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been really fun. And you know, I talking about the gut brain is literally how I choose guests for this show. It's like I get this like visceral gut reaction and I'm like, mm-hmm. You're going to be on the show. Let's talk about it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. There is a reason we have that phrase, listen to your gut, right? So on a variety of levels.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think it's safe to say, obviously we bonded over essential oils, but in the time since we've really been teaching each other. Like I said, I come into essential oils from a very different approach, from this emotional standpoint and how the oils affect our emotional body and the question of, you know, how does this help us repattern and rewire? And so what I really love about Hallie and what I want to hear from you is the gut brain side. Like that is your zone of genius. Mm-hmm. So let's start here. Let's, you know, you guys listen to my show all the time. I start with your story. So, yeah. You know, how did you shift into essential oils and the gut brain and all of this goodness?
Gosh, how far do I go back? Right. We always have these deep, dark closets, skeletons to pull out. But you know, my situation started with kind of my body and my life was kind of yelling at me from all different areas. And I finally realized it was my gut was where it was all kind of residing in my issues. I was a new mom about 10 years ago or so that I had kind of my start of my health journey. And, I had three young kids. I had a baby roughly getting close to a year old, and our lives were crazy. And we had you know, sleepless nights, and we had busy weekends, and life was crazy. So we were on the go all the time. And as I had kind of looked at, now as I reflect back on that time, when you're in it, it's kind of like you don't see it until you stepped away from it. And at the time, I was, you know, we were eating whatever we could eat at the time. You know, we're basically lucky to be alive at that point in time. So no sleep, trying to get some kind of sustenance, right? When you have little ones.
Like, whatever food hits me in the face, like, yes, that's awesome.
That's exactly it. And then at night, we'd, you know, put the kids to bed, and the neighbors would come out, and we'd sit in the driveway and, you know, margaritas and, you know, beers, and chat around the, you know, the driveway. And next thing you know, it's like I'm feeling horrible. I'm feeling kind of, all this kind of started to ramp up. And I think things kind of accumulated over time, but my digestive health wasn't always really good anyway. And I had suffered migraines as a kid, realized there was a few things we tweaked, got some medicine, got on that. That seemed to help a little bit, but I still suffered from headaches over time, chronic sinus infections. And I really didn't get them until I moved. I had a few, I was back from Nebraska. We both hail from Nebraska, no big red. And, when we moved to Kansas City, and I started to get these spring and fall allergies, and I started to feel this, and I didn't, and at the time it was so funny, I didn't recognize it as allergies. I thought, oh, I happen to get a cold in the fall, I get a cold in the spring, and these really bad ones. And then in the meantime, sprinkled without, I would get these random sinus infections as well. And so I was always on antibiotics for that. And then, I started to, also get some adult acne, like all the, you know, all the wonderful things that came along with hormones, I thought, with the shifting of hormones after having a baby. So all this was kind of starting to hit me at one time. And the last kind of piece of, I guess the last straw that broke the camel's back with me was when I started to get, let me get a little personal here, I started to get a yeast infection every month. And as a little, you know, when I have little ones and, you know, you're already kind of feeling yucky about yourself, you know, your body and whatever. And here comes this last little fun little friend in my life. Yeah. And so I was like, okay, back to the doctor for that one. And when I went to the doctor, and I had like three or four in a row, like every month showing up, not just one here and there. And I used to get urinary tract infections as well. So there was that kind of whole, you know, the Walgreens, you know, revolving door in the Minute Clinic kind of thing. And yeah. So I ended up going to the doctor for this, and not the UTI, but the yeast infection. And here I, you know, answer a couple of questions, and then I could walk out with my prescription. And within a couple of months, it was back. And I remember, I forget, we were on vacation visiting friends up in Minnesota, and I'm like, I felt it. Like, oh, there's that feeling again. Yeah. I'm like, really? Like, I thought it was gone. Like, really? And so I came home and I called the nurse triage line, leave a message, and they call back and she's like, yeah, you know, that thing we gave you, that medication really wasn't meant to be a long-term solution. It's just kind of to get you through. And I remember stopping and kind of going, seriously, that was my solution, was a couple of months of reprieve and that was it. And I almost had to hang up the phone on her because I was so mad. I had these kind of overwhelming feelings of disappointment, despair, just hopeless. I felt like all these things were just, I kind of, at that time, maybe felt like, God, I just got handed the genetic short straw. This is what I have to deal with. And I think that's what I felt like all up until that point. And then when I got that phone call and she told me that, and I was like, you've got, this cannot be my life. This cannot be my life.
You've got to be kidding me.
Yeah. This is not how this is going to go down. At that point, I don't know, there was a switch. I think I have to laugh. I kind of have my daughter play soccer. And we joke about her trying to turn that bitch switch on when she gets on the field. And like, I think my bitch switch just turned on at that point in time. I was like, all right, I'm not taking this. And so there's got to be an answer why I'm getting it. And that was where that root cause thing that you mentioned earlier, like the root, like, why is this happening?
Yeah.
And so I started digging in, and it all came down to my gut was unhealthy. Everything I read, everything I dug into, it all kept turning back to my gut. Like, your gut is super unhealthy. Yeah. And that was my aha, like, okay, go there, start there and see what happens. And wow, it changed everything for me. So
that's, So it began with diet, and then you moved into releasing toxins and then essential oils. So kind of walk us through the, you know, obviously here's kind of the rock bottom and then we build.
Yes. So basically I just literally, the internet was my best friend at that time. And so I dug into everything I could possibly read, went to the library, got books, and I came to find out, like, that really fun, awesome diet that I was eating. All the fun foods were killing me on the inside. So I was, you know, we were eating Mexican food, pastas, you know, eating the kids' leftover mac and cheese, like all that yucky stuff. And all this was turning into this major feast for bad bacteria in my gut. So I realized I needed to switch my diet to feeding good stuff. If I feed it good stuff, the good bacteria is going to grow and I'm going to kill off the bad bacteria. So I had a major kind of gut imbalance as far as the bacteria, good versus bad. Mm-hmm. And so I started the diet and I cut out sugar. I cut out the carbs, the simple carbs, because we all know that simple carbs end up turning into sugar into your body. And then I cut out alcohol and, you know, did everything. And I added greens and.
What are those?
Yeah. Right. At that time I had zero clue. At the time I literally thought like a romaine salad was, or a iceberg salad was good enough, and clueless.
Yeah.
So I changed all that. So switched that. And that actually made me feel a lot better because I didn't realize when I was eating all those carb heavy type of meals, like the sandwiches and whatever, I was a dead afterwards. And there were some other reasons why too, but I just dragging, couldn't even like pull myself up. And so then so that was diet. And as I learned more about the foods that fuel me, that was kind of step one. I was like, okay, I have to feed my body what fuels it, gives me energy. And so those greens and all that stuff was what gave me energy. And then I learned about, you know, like the other pieces of the world we had going around us. We have, you know, the air fresheners, and we have the toxic, and I'm kind of alluding to this, the toxic chemicals in our cleaning products, all that kind of stuff. I started to learn what those did to our body. And even though we don't necessarily ingest them, they're part of our world. They go on our clothes, they go on our skin, and what goes on our skin eventually gets inside our body. So that was another wake up call for me. And I think at the time it was my kids that I was really paying attention to more, because I started to learn more about, just again, the quality of food, but also the quality of products in our lives. And I wanted to take that out of their lives. I felt like, oh my gosh, they're being bombarded. And I was looking at their shampoos and the lotions and all that kind of stuff. So I started to pull all those out.
You went through
this
like whirlwind of like, that's it.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
We're cleaning up everything.
Everything. Yeah. And I used to, you know, and it's kind of funny because back then there's be a store here in town called The Body Shop. And I used to go there and get those little, they had all these shelves of oils and they smelled amazing. And I put them in this little warmer in my office and it smelled great. And that's my extension, or my extensive knowledge of oils was that, that's it. And then maybe a massage. If I went to get a massage once every year, like I did at that time, I would smell something really pretty or yummy in the massage oil. But otherwise, that is all I knew.
That's, yeah.
And so, yeah. So my kids, when I was going through all this, you know, kind of detoxing our lives, the last piece for me was really like, okay, I know I don't want to give them a bunch of ibuprofen when they're sick. I don't want to give them all these food dyes and all this kind of stuff. But what do I do when they get sick? What do I do? I don't know what else to do. I'm kind of stuck with, I have to go down the medicine route or go to the local drugstore and get what's on the shelf. I don't have another option.
Yeah.
And I was really frustrated with that. And when
oils came in.
Yeah, oils came in.
Yeah. And so, we need to take a break. Sorry to interrupt you. We have to take a break. When we come back, we're going to continue down this path of you know, the toxins and detoxing and oils. And so it's going to be a lot of fun. Okay, you guys, we're going to take a break. You're listening to Rewired Life Radio with me, Audrey Michelle. Of course, you can learn more about my book and coaching by going to audreymichelle.com. And we always continue this conversation after the show on my Facebook group, Rewired Life Awakening. Like I said, we talk more about what's going on the show. So when we come back, Hallie and I are going to continue discussing healing the gut with essential oils. Okay, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Be you plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you.
Tune in the first and third Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasik each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the Golden Age, and it provided the truth and the answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
Hi, this is Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio. Sometimes you hear encouraging messages like transform your life now, become empowered, create the life you crave, and it all seems overwhelming and you're not sure where to start. I'm here to tell you that self-improvement is not always fun and easy, but it is always worth it. The path to creating positive changes begins with releasing the things that have been holding you back. Then you can create a life that inspires you. I know this because I've done it. You can find out more about what I do by visiting my website, seattlehealinghypnosis.com. I look forward to supporting you on your journey.
The Janice Underwood Show, helping you create the life you want, not the life you tolerate. Tune in each Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice delves into the life creator system and the next step in your spiritual evolution. Janice Underwood is gifted at helping spiritually minded people shift their mindsets to unleash the creator within. Our souls wish to wake us up. Those of us listening hear the call. Do you? For more information, visit JaniceUnderwood.com.
Supporting you on the road towards your best health and spirit, Tin Lizzy Apothecary. Using certified therapeutic-grade essential oils to create amazing diffuser jewelry, adding a modern touch to an ancient practice. You can shop online. This is a perfect gift for the holidays. Visit TinLizzyApothecary.com. That's T-I-N-L-I-Z-Z-I-E Apothecary.com.
In this day and age, if you don't reinvent yourself, you may never find balance, peace, and the sustainable life that is your birthright. Angela Watson Robertson, known as the Reinvention Warrior and the host of breakthrough radio show Masters of Reinvention, is here to help you reinvent every area of your life. Tune in and hear from the best in the personal transformation business and discover tips and tools for positive change. Live every month on Transformation Talk Radio.
We are back on Rewired Life Radio with me, Audrey Michelle. Of course, my guest today is writer and women's health advocate, Ms. Hallie Sawyer, who is talking with us about detoxing and gut health. So where we left off in the last segment was, you know, she discovered, you know, she hit a rock bottom, as we all kind of do in this aspect, and started building back up. And it was a lot about detoxing, not only what was going in her body, but what was going on her body and what else was in her life. And in about that time is when essential oils came into her life. And so, like I said, this rebuilding, and we're going to start here with this segment, rebuilding gut health and the emotions behind it. But before we get started, Hallie, would you give us the best way to learn more about you and to follow what you're up to?
Yeah, I have a website. It's at halliesawyer.com, and that's H-A-L-L-I-E, two L's, and then S-A-W-Y-E-R. You can find me on Instagram. I'm a huge fangirl of Instagram. It's kind of my other happy place to be. It's Hallie_Sawyer. And then it's the same for Twitter. And I like to hang out in those places. That's kind of my little zone.
So cool.
That's where I blog and show up every day.
Yeah. And yeah, you guys, her website, she's always given some awesome tips. I went on there today and you had a face cream tip, which I'm totally going to do to just like give your face cream a lift,
yes,
in the non-toxic world.
Yes.
Okay. So I wanted to kind of focus in on the gut and the emotions, but, again, for you, what did it mean for you to heal your gut? Like, other than not putting trash inside of your stomach?
Well, I think the thing mainly was to restore the good stuff. And that meant a lot of things, actually. And it's kind of funny, we're talking about emotions, and I'll dive in that here in a second too, but restoring the good stuff. I had depleted it for so long that I had to really put everything I could into focusing on that in my life. And along with that, it was a whole life change, honestly. And that was hard because I'd eaten a certain way for a very long time, even though I wasn't that kind of person. What I ate showed up in my body, physically, you know, as well as symptomatically, but I had a lot of relearning to do. And So healing my gut ended up having to heal a lot of past habits that weren't serving me anymore, mm-hmm. and changing my life. And even though not everyone in my family was on board with me at that time, I had to still push through because it was the right thing for me to do. So healing my gut was really about getting back to what it should have been from the very beginning and getting ground, like just the basic foundation, healing my foundation of my body. And I think that's where it starts, because we all know now that a lot of us know that the immune system resides in our gut. And so no wonder I was sick all the time, or I was dealing with issues because I was so unhealthy in that gut. So healing my gut meant I was not going to be sick anymore. So there's a lot of pain that was associated with my gut that I know it was, even though it was hard to give up sugar, to give up all the things, you know, soda and all that stuff that I was eating and the comfort foods, it was worth it because of just where I had been. And so healing my gut was kind of metaphorically a lot of like healing my life, honestly.
Yeah. And now looking back, I mean, I've had this experience too in my healing. You know, I frame it a little bit differently, but I definitely cut the sugar. Mm-hmm. I cut all things cold, which in Chinese medicine has a lot to do with the female reproductive system. Mm-hmm. And cold meaning raw. Mm-hmm. Where was I going with this? Hold on. but so after the healing was, you know, I was in a place of wholeness, like some mm-hmm. stuff started coming back. Mm-hmm. But sugar still just will set me zinging. Like I, at Halloween, I love stupid Twix, you uh-huh. know, mini ones, one, yep. mini one. I saved myself yep. one and I ate mm-hmm. it that night. And like 10 minutes later, Aaron was just like, how you doing? I'm like, I've been better. It tasted really good, but
I know. And I think that, you know, I do kind of the 80-20, 90-10 rule. I don't go completely like awesome all the time, but it's funny now that I do venture off and go to kind of, let's say we go out to eat and have pizza, or I go and I do have that ice cream, whatever, man, it's amazing how I realize how I felt before. Like it just was kind of standard feeling. And now when I put those things back in, it's almost an immediate, whether it's bloating or my gut's rolling or I break out or something, I know I've eaten unhealthy. And so it's like, okay, reminder, let's back it up again. And I start to find myself. And as I did this before, I found myself less and less kind of falling off the wagon per se, because mm-hmm. it was showing up in such a way that I do not want to go down that road again. It was miserable. Yeah. I don't like feeling this way.
Because you're paying attention all of a sudden. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden you're just like, wow, awful feels really awful.
It does. Very.
And, you know, you can talk about that physically. You can talk about that emotionally. You can talk mm-hmm. about that, like, in the realm of toxicity in your house. Of just like, you smell chemicals all of a sudden in your cleaning. And you're just like, what was I doing? Like you can't even handle to be in, I was just like cleaning the shower, right? Like can't even handle to be in the room after you've like sprayed all that crap. And you're just like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
You know, absolutely. Like once you start noticing, this is, you know, again, the rewiring mm-hmm. step one is noticing. And so mm-hmm. once you've noticed in one area, your brain all of a sudden is just like tuned in and it's just like, hey, I don't like this either. And all of a sudden you're noticing. And so that's been really cool. But I love that for you, it started in the gut. Mm-hmm. So let's transition a little bit here to how oils can help you in this respect with healing the mm-hmm. gut.
Yeah. So a lot of times we end up, back to my kids a little bit for a quick second. So they, you know, we'd go ear infections, whatever. We go to the doctor, get on the cycle of antibiotics, same kind of thing. We do that as adults as well. And so we keep disrupting that gut balance, the bacteria balance in our gut every time we get back on there. So what we can do instead is there are so many wonderful properties within essential oils that can give us the same support we need for our body in relation to when we do get sick, to support the immune system, to help fight off bacteria, they can do all those things naturally. And we don't have that killing off all of the, you know, the good bacteria as well. It targets the bad, keeps what's good, and we get to then keep on our lives and not have to do this weird cycle of antibiotics. And then, you know, then the doctor says to, okay, go have your probiotics now, or, you know, whatever, go have your electrolytes or whatever to get your gut health back. And so essential oils really are really an important, I think, bridge to going from that old way of handling sickness and dealing with all the things that kind of ruin our gut to handling things naturally and then supporting our body in a way that doesn't tear things up and it supports it and everything works in alignment. And it's all about bringing it back into balance. And there's so many oils that are out there that are great for that. Yeah. So it's been huge for us.
Yeah. I was just thinking the, you know, I talk about high vibe versus low vibe a lot on the show. And I read something recently in the realm of essential oils that, that our body wants to get rid of low vibe, low frequency things, which is the bad bacteria or the negative emotions. And as you're increasing the positive high vibe kind of stuff, it kind of just like squeezes out the bad and essential oils can totally help you in that realm. Like they are chemically formulated, these, you know, pieces of nature that are, it's just what they do. And so it feels really good. It's like a foundational health, I think is the way you put it when we were talking. And it, and I, like you said, it's kind of like taking your intention and putting it on steroids, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Which I totally believe.
Yeah. I do think that our bodies, I mean, it's nature. It knows what to do with it when we put it in our body and puts it to work the way it was intended to versus the old way. And I'm not trying to bash pharmaceuticals. There's always a place and time for certain type of medicines to help our bodies, but the consistent bombardment on our bodies with those kinds of things are ends up being toxic. There's a lot of side effects listed when you take something for a reason, because there's things our body doesn't know what to do with it. And so it ends up kind of storing in our fat cells. It's, you know, our liver is fighting consistently to try and get rid of it, figure out what it is. And so we end up having this kind of toxic soup of stuff.
Yeah.
And with essential oils, we are totally shedding that whole thing, that whole idea of toxic living. And we get to bring in something that our body understands and knows how to use it and uses every single bit of it, almost processes it like a nutrient. And then we put more in and it keeps working the way it's meant to. And as we keep using them, we get to keep shedding the old junk. And eventually our body becomes more in sync with itself. And I think we start to pay attention more. And one of the things I think with oils that I've really have loved is the more I took all the toxins out and eating better, of course, and all that kind of stuff too, but it really helped me listen to my body and really helped me tune in on a variety of levels, physically as well as emotionally, and really tuned into what it was telling me. And I think with all the other junk, I couldn't do that. I was so
there's involved. Too much noise.
Yeah, there's too much noise. That's exactly it. Yeah.
Noisy.
Yep.
Okay, cool. We need to take another break. So in the next segment, we are going to transition then and talk a little bit more specifically about what essential oils you can choose in the detoxing realm and more about the mind and body in the detoxing realm. So you guys, I'm Audrey Michelle. You're listening to Rewired Life Radio. Again, if you go to audreymichelle.com, there's more information about, again, my book, coaching, free content. You can find a link to my Facebook group where we'll be doing a Facebook Live continuing the conversation from today's show. And you know what? We're going to be right back talking more gut health and more essential oils. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Tune into the wisdom of your soul for guidance on living a joyful life. On Soul Wisdom Radio, Wendy will provide inspiration to raise your vibration and connect with your higher self and guides. Learn how to balance your ego and to progress spiritually on Soul Wisdom Radio with Wendy Rose Williams. Visit WendyRoseWilliams.com or Transformation Talk Radio to learn more about a healing session with Wendy and her events and publications.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
This is Audrey Michelle, host of Rewired Life Radio. I am obsessed with my new essential oil diffuser necklace. Lizzie Burke of Tin Lizzie Apothecary wanted her essential oils with her all day, but everything on the market was so not her style, so she created her own. These necklaces and bracelets are stunning. Put a drop of oil on the wood bead and you're ready to go. Check these beauties out at tinlizzieapothecary.com. That's T-I-N-L-I-Z-Z-I-E apothecary.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to Rewired Life Radio, where we learn to love, heal, and celebrate. I'm totally laughing at myself right now. I just took a drink of water and spilled it all over. So I'm like out of breath. Okay, so our guest today is the wonderful Hallie Sawyer. She's a writer and a women's health advocate. And she's talking with us about empowering women to heal by empowering you to change your health and wellness and be in control of it. And, you know, actually not control. That's not the word that I want to use. But realizing that it's your choice. You have a choice and you have power in that situation. And like she told us last segment, you can follow Hallie in her wisdom at HallieSawyer.com, spelled H-A-L-L-I-E and Sawyer as you would expect. So we wanted to talk about detoxing all areas of your life. You know, during the break, Hallie shared that during this time when she was realizing like, wow, I have so much toxicity in my life, it also kind of included people.
Yeah. Yeah, it did. And, you know, I think whether it's me hitting my 40s, I don't know, but I was, you know, as I was going through this kind of detoxification, it's really interesting how it lined up with where I was at emotionally. And I had a lot of my husband, for example, God love him. He is everyone's his best friend, right? Everyone's a friend. And I'm much more, I've got this tight group of people that I would like, that's who are my people were versus having everybody be my best friend. And so I tended to kind of say, yes, okay, we'll go to dinner with that couple. We'll go here with this. We'll do that. And I had to finally say, stop, you know, time out. This doesn't feel good to me anymore. I'm not showing up in my life the way I want to. And yeah. So I transitioned from, you know, I kind of got the health piece figured out. I got that heart part figured out. And then I had to turn into the detoxing my relationships and kind of what I was doing every day in my life. And I, you know, at that time I was writing for some local magazines that was a lot of churn and burn. And I had to put some brakes on that. It wasn't serving me anymore in where I wanted to go. So I had to, you know, quote unquote, detox from those things. And the space that opened up for me, that was huge. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so it was interesting how that kind of transition, it kind of elevated from the physical piece. And then I just kind of kept moving forward and didn't stop at the motions or the spiritual piece. So yeah.
Yeah. So you mentioned writing. So you have one fairly popular article called, I believe, called Are You Raising a Pop-Tart?
Yes. That was my breakthrough.
Tell us the gist of that.
Yeah, that was my breakthrough article. I was trying to get into local magazines, and I was watching from the stands, the baseball stands, of, you know, these kids that were learning the game of baseball, and they were getting signs. My husband was an assistant coach, and they're trying to give them signs, and whether to, you know, steal or whatever, bunt, whatever. And there's a couple of kids that just couldn't quite get the signs. Everybody else could, but a couple of kids. And I observed these same children consistently getting the Gatorades, the red Gatorades, and the Snickers bar during the baseball games. And I'm guilty of it as well. But you just know that some kids, I've realized, are more susceptible and are more affected by that. And I didn't realize at the time. But then my nephew had also going through some kind of attention issues. And so the doctor wanted to get him on a medication. And that was the last thing my sister wanted to do. That was her last resort, not her first resort. And so she pulled dairy, and she did some research and pulled dairy and pulled food dyes and got some great results. And so I started to look at those two things and go, huh, this is interesting. So here we are, feeding our kids a bunch of junk and then expecting them to perform well, whether it's in the baseball field or whether it's in the classroom or whatever. So that was my article. Like, are you raising a Pop-Tart? We're getting it out of our kids, what we put in them. Mm-hmm. And that's what kind of broke me into that world of writing about health and wellness. And it just was as a mom, it was more my own revelation. And I felt like other moms needed to hear this and see this and read this, because I think there was so much disconnect about, if I had been down that road, I had been down the road of eating better, and I felt better, and I was showing up better in my life because of the food I was putting in my body, the better quality of my food. And why not expect the same things of our kids? You know, they have the same bodies we do. Yes, they've got fantastic little livers that are working their butts off and they're cleaning things out, but why not give them a chance to learn something foundational at a young age of eating great, healthy food will then get them to where they want to go. I'm sure that little boy doesn't like to be, you know, missing signs and being yelled at by his coach and, you know, whatever. Not calling my husband out on that at all, but you know what I'm saying? So I just feel like that can make them feel good. They want to perform at a high level too. And so that was kind of the premise of that article, to highlight that even the kids need to pay attention to what they're putting in their bodies at all levels. So.
Yeah. So over the break, as Hallie and I were talking about, you know, obviously we're headed into what oils are good for detoxing, and the top five that she listed, I found really interesting because they are food or spice oriented. And so as you are feeding yourself well and you're healing your gut and you're detoxing your gut, using things like oregano, grapefruit, cilantro, basil, I was fascinated of the connect. I found a connection, right, between feeding yourself well and detoxing your gut.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oregano is a fantastic oil for getting rid of the bad bacteria and then keeping the good stuff around. And then we also have like the grapefruits. All the citrus oils are fantastic for cleaning and kind of cleansing the inside of our bodies. And so when we have a lot of citrus oils like grapefruit or lemon or lime or, you know, the wild orange, we end up feeling a lot better. It kind of gets inside there and does the work from the inside out. Plus it smells fantastic. So who doesn't love smelling citrus oil, especially in the middle of the winter when we're, you know, nothing much fruit and no fruit around at this point in time. So yeah, those are good.
Yeah. So I wanted to list off some of the emotional parts of these oils, because as you're listening, it's just like, well, duh, of course these things help you restore your gut and detox your gut. Mm-hmm. First of all, grapefruit is the oil of honoring your body. I was like, shut the front door, that would be the one that you listed as good for detoxing. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to read, of course, you guys, I love the Emotions and Essential Oils book. It's by Enlightened Healing, and I'm hoping to get them on the show.
That'd be great.
So excited.
Yeah.
Total fangirl. but so I'm just like reading one, like I just opened the book and was like, grapefruit. Okay. Honoring the body. It says grapefruit encourages integrity by respecting one's physical needs. Like, hello, like any sentence you can pull out of here. I was just like, that makes so much sense.
Yeah.
But they start off by saying grapefruit teaches true respect and appreciation for one's physical body. And it supports individuals who struggle to honor their body and are caught in patterns of mistreatment.
Mm-hmm.
So what a great place to start when you're just like, I want to do this and I don't know where to start. Grapefruit.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Sounds well, really good.
And I think there's so much about, you know, the patterns we have when we're growing up or just how we've almost abused food to mm-hmm. serve a different type of purpose to whether it's to cope or whatever, shame. And grapefruit is one of those oils that, man, it's powerful when you look at, you know, it says that there's like, it's about, I think one of the lines says, it teaches us that no amount of food can fill a hole in the heart. So it helps us look at what's really the real issue going on here. You no longer can use, if you're, you know, if you're looking at foundationally, the food is no longer an issue. What is the issue? And I think that's, again, the root cause. And that's one thing I love about the oils is that it's such a great tool to, because we've gotten rid of the junk, right? Let's say we get rid of the junk. You go down the path of letting go of the bad foods and you're fixing your gut and all that. What's left? So you no longer have those crutches and those things to serve you, quote unquote, serve you, which aren't serving you. And now you have oils that can be your guide. And I love that I have something like this that I can pull off my shelf, out of my bag, whatever, when I need it. And I've got it at my fingertips for these kind of things where I would have used food or something other kind of toxic type of thing in my life, whether it's binge watching something or, you know, whatever, you know? So
food, alcohol, shopping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All the things.
Netflix and chill. whatever fills that void. Hallie, I can't believe this. We need to take another quick break, you guys. Before we go to break, Hallie, tell us one more time a good way for us to follow you.
I'm on Instagram at Hallie_Sawyer. I spend a lot of time there sharing stories, kind of my daily tips of what I do, using oils and other healthy food finds that I find, products I love. Twitter's the same handle, Hallie_Sawyer. And then I'm on my website, HallieSawyer.com.
Perfect. You guys, this is Audrey Michelle with Rewired Life Radio. As we go to break, I totally have to give a plug to one of our sponsors, Tin Lizzie Apothecary. Her diffuser necklaces are perfect for your detoxification. You can put grapefruit. I suppose you could put cilantro or basil on your diffuser if you want to like walk around smelling like a pizza, maybe.
Oh, but the grapefruit with it helps. It's awesome. It's a good combination. Yep.
Good combo. Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. But you can put a drip on your diffuser and then you have it with you all day. And it gives you just like a little like surprise hint of like, oh yeah, honoring myself, honoring my body. What do I need right now? Mm-hmm. So I'm a huge, huge fan. Okay. I'm just saying we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
What is a brilliant culture and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough 5-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Best-selling author, spiritual life, and business coach Joe Nunziata brings his higher energy and no-nonsense style to people who are ready to make powerful changes now. Wake up, step up, power up with a shot of Joe. Join Joe the second and fourth Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern for 30 minutes of high energy, no nonsense, and powerful tools to make powerful changes. Visit joenunz.com. That's joenunz.com.
Are you obsessed with your essential oils and wish you could have them with you all day? Now there's a way you can without losing the bottles in the bottom of your purse or in your car. With Tin Lizzie Apothecary's stunning diffuser necklaces and bracelets, you can have them with you all day in a simple and modern piece of handmade jewelry. Check them out on her website, tinlizzieapothecary.com. That's T-I-N-L-I-Z-Z-I-E apothecary.com.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life.
Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant, Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters NRG.com.
Now you can be a part of one of the most powerful programs to help create a more joyful, loving, abundant, and peaceful world. Every day at 12 noon in any time zone, join millions of other people around the world to spend a few minutes in joy, love, and gratitude. Brought to you by Robert Schoenfeld, host of the Art of Powerful Living Radio. Together, we can raise the vibration of the planet. For more information, visit globalmomentofjoy.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Hi there, we are back on Rewired Life Radio, where we learn to love, heal, and celebrate. I'm your host, Audrey Michelle, and I have Hallie Sawyer here talking with us about empowering women to heal by empowering you to be in charge of your health, taking your power back, defining it the way you want it to look. So I have to say, this was definitely something that was difficult for me years ago as I began my healing journey, and I switched from Western medicine model and really taking my power back and being able to say, I choose what is right for me and what's right for my body was a total game changer. So of course, you guys, here we are in the last segment of the show where I always ask the same question to my guests, which is, how do you show up in your life with intention?
Well, I have kind of a twofold answer. I'm a mom. I've got three kids. I've got two in high school and one in middle school. And so I feel like everything I do is, I'm that first teacher. I've always been the first teacher when our kids come out of the womb to when they walk out, like at the house for the last time. We're always the teacher. And so for me, when I live with intention, my intention is to be a role model for my kids at all times and help show them a life well lived. I basically go through looking at, I want to live the life I want my kids to live someday. I want them to live empowered. I want them to live from a place of true health on all levels. I want them to live in a place of joy and happiness and true joy and happiness, not these little smaller moments when they do great in their job or they win their soccer game, whatever, just feeling this baseline of joy. So for me, I want to model that life for my kids.
And then on the flip side of it, full body chills, by the way.
Well, you know, as a mom, that just kind of mama bear comes out with that kind of stuff. And if there's ever a time to make a change and to give yourself permission to take care of yourself, if nothing else, your kids are watching, right? And you're setting an example for them for down the road. And so that's number one, I think, for me. But number two, and I kind of feel like it's equal, but as I hit my 40s, I got to a point where I had to look at myself, and we kind of joked in the break, it's, you know, let's reword this. It's no longer a midlife crisis. It could be like a midlife awakening. And that's mm-hmm. what I feel like I've been doing since I kind of hit this moment of, how do I want to show up in my life? How do I want to show up and just kind of go through the motions, or I want to show up and design this baby, you know, where am I going to go with this? And so that's where this whole health journey, I love talking about health and wellness. This is what lights me up when I talk to people and I help them figure out their root cause of what's going on with them and dig in. And I've been down that road and I have that experience. So I want to help other people feel that same feeling of like empowerment. And so living my life, my intention is to be empowered. That is kind of my, from here on out, it's being empowered and inspiring other people to do the same in their life. Cause we get this one shot, as far as we know, it's a one shot deal. We don't know. And while we're here, we might as well do everything we can to live the life that we love. So
beautiful.
Yeah.
I love
rah,
it.
Rah, right? Sorry. And a little rah, rah there at the end, but that's just,
you got to have it. You know, that's me though. The love, heal, celebrate. That's why I like to end in this space of, you know, celebrating what you've been up to. Like, it's a big deal to heal, right? For you, healing your gut. And I mean, for me, it was 17 years of chronic pain and disease. Like, that doesn't change overnight. And mm-hmm. so it really, for me, it really is a big deal to celebrate all the small wins. So for like you to celebrate the fact that you noticed that your gut was screaming at you to shift and you heard it, you know, and now you get to stand in a place of being in this discussion. And I always say, like, the universe makes me do this so that I stay in this discussion for myself, really. And A, because I love it, but B, because, like, I need it, right? If I'm not treating myself well and living from intention and rewiring and making sure I'm paying attention to, am I in alignment? Mm-hmm. As soon as I get out of alignment, like, it goes bad fast. Like, you know, so maintaining, like, yes, I have a line in the sand that says I have healed from chronic pain and disease. I got that. But I also have to maintain it, you know, like, it's, if I'm not maintaining it, I have no doubt I can head back to that space.
They say that phrase, like, if you're not growing, you're dying. It's kind of, that's how I've looked at this, is I got to keep growing in the right direction, or else it's going to, I might as well just go back to where I was in the beginning. So this whole part of my life journey right now is constantly growing, changing, becoming the best version. And I think that's something that we all should be striving for. I don't think there's ever should be a status quo. We should always be pushing to be the best version, whether it's health, you know, physical health or emotional health or both, right? They both are kind of hand in hand. So I feel like that's a pretty good game plan for everybody.
I like it. I think it's a great game plan. Okay. We have time for like one more question, like one more nugget. Like, what's your like one nugget you'd want to leave us with?
Oh boy. The one nugget I loved, just don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to try something new, because I think so many people get stuck behind it, feeling they got to know everything about everything before they start. And one of the things I've just learned is just start, take one step forward, and whether it's taking the sugar out or whether it's adding more water or it's doing, just do one thing differently and see how you feel. Try something. And then if it's not that, it's, you know, something else, but keep trying something different. Because if we keep waiting for the right moment, there'll never be a right moment, you know?
I love that.
We have to just keep putting one foot for the other and try it.
I'm a big fan of the baby steps, because it gives like that little hit of confidence mm-hmm. that you need. And I remember when I had a serious junk food habit too. When I was like really sick, I would crave mm-hmm. Burger King, like, do not get in my way.
I know, been
of
there.
Me and my double cheeseburger playing with a Diet Coke. I'm just saying. But the shift that I could make, I could not make the shift of no more cheeseburgers. I couldn't do it. Like, mm-hmm. I still eat cheeseburgers. Mm-hmm. But for me, it was like, okay, maybe not Burger King, like maybe Good Times.
Yeah.
You know,
right?
Like
upgrade.
Baby step, like a slight upgrade. And now I'm more like, I mean, I live in hipster land, so I can go get my free range beef, locally grown, mm-hmm. organic, all things fun, a few steps away. So fine. But yeah, the baby steps, I think that's a spot on key and a wonderful way to leave us today. So Hallie, thank you so much for your time and your wisdom. Give us one more shout out, one more way that we can follow what you're up to.
I'm at HallieSawyer.com, HALLIE. I'm at Hallie_Sawyer on Instagram and Twitter. I have a Facebook page, actually, too. There's a Hallie Sawyer Facebook public page where I share articles and nuggets of wisdom and health, you know, tidbits and sharing. I love to read as well, so I'll share some books I love as well. So that is where I am. You know, Audrey, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. I love listening to your show. I love everything about what you're trying to do for people. And so I feel so honored to be here in this space with you.
Likewise, this was a fun one for sure.
Yeah, I love it.
Yay. Okay, you guys, rewiring your life is all about creating a new nervous system, one choice at a time, moment by moment. And with the new nervous system, you're a new person looking at the world with new glasses. So if you're interested in looking at your life differently, healing wounds, shifting your thinking, Let's talk. I have several ways we can work together, from online classes to one-on-one coaching. You can always go to my website, audreymichelle.com. All my info is there. So, of course, I want to thank my guest today, Hallie Sawyer. She's a writer. She's a blogger. She's a wellness advocate. So you can go to halliesawyer.com. She's always got awesome, I would say, baby step info, which is awesome. You can just like get your little hit of baby step, do the one thing, get some confidence rocking in your journey. And I want to thank you guys too for tuning in to Rewired Life Radio. I had a wonderful time. And of course, join me every Wednesday at noon Pacific by going to rewiredliferadio.com or on transformationtalkradio.com as well. Next week, we are going to be talking to a beautiful massage therapist out of Canada. She's going to be sharing her wisdom for us. Definitely one you're not going to want to miss. So you guys have a great week and tune in next time for more Rewired Life Radio.
You've been listening to Rewired Life Radio, Learn to Love, Heal, Celebrate, with author, speaker, and spiritual growth coach, Audrey Michelle. You can listen live each Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on transformationtalkradio.com. Download the podcast and connect with Audrey at audreymichelle.com. That's Audrey Michelle, spelled M-I-C-H-E-L.com.